Kimmy Sun Wei. This is Morningstar Galley, one of the producers for KPFA's 2022 Indigenous Peoples Day special. Since Spanish and Mexican colonial periods of missionization and subsequent Anglo-military occupation of California throughout the Gold Rush era, criminalization and mass incarceration of Native peoples through structural and gendered violence towards Native women and girls was deployed as a tool of colonial control and genocide. This genocidal legacy of violent removal and erasure continues today. Restoring Justice for Indigenous Peoples hosted a four-series panel between March to May 2022 on the intersections of trafficking and missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit relatives, now known as MMIP, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples. We will now go to an interview with Rachel Ibarra. Rachel is of Chiricahua Apache and Tohono O'odham descent. Rachel works as a youth advocate for what is known as CSEC, commercial sexual exploitation of children. Please be advised that this content can be triggering for those that have experienced various forms of violence.
My name is Rachel Ibarra. I came into this work. It happened without my permission. I had the intention of wanting to help women and families like me who suffered from addiction. I am currently a case manager at a local nonprofit here in Sacramento County. I work for dependency attorneys and I support a spectrum of issues and a specialized caseload of victims of child sexual exploitation. All of these survivors and very amazing people are in foster care or in the care and custody. So we always talk about trafficking and what it is. And the legal definition is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, or obtaining a person for the purposes of labor or sex through the use of force, fraud, or coercion. When we talk about youth and child sexual exploitation, the definition involves a range of abuses, including the prostitution of children, survival sex, street prostitution, child sex tourism, gang-based prostitution, intrafamilial pimping, child pornography, even live streaming sexual abuse, stripping, erotic massages, phone sex lines, internet-based exploitation, and early forced marriage. These are the definitions that people in different agencies, this is how they communicate this information and how we provide services to provide to the youth that we support. But the kids that I work with, they don't say I'm exploited. What they say is I'm hustling. They say that I'm working for my family. They say that I need to survive. The only other option to get needs met is to do this type of work. And so when you look at it that way from the eyes of youth and foster care, it definitely brings a different light to the work that we are doing. I was a victim advocate prior to this position that I hold now. And in that position, I learned that the survivors of domestic violence were often victims of trafficking as well. Their children were victims of familial trafficking in order for them to survive. I think in this work, it is very important to believe survivors, no matter what stage that they're at. I think it's very important to listen to how they identify because the term victim carries a lot of stigma. I will say that there's no such thing as a child prostitute. And I will say that that term is loosely thrown around when you have uneducated people, or maybe they're just lazy about the language that they want to use in order to get these services offered to these children. There is a significant amount of abuse and trauma in Indigenous families, and that often leads to these pathways of exploitation. And, you know, many of the survivors will never identify as a victim, and they will never understand the reason why we coined them such as that.
They are placed with other youth. And there's a lot of assault. There's a lot of invisibility because we don't know who they are. We don't know how to help them. We don't know what to do with them. You know, I think that there's this idea that there's so many programs out there and there's all these referrals and there's all these things, but what they are is they're band-aids until these kids end up aging out of foster care. And sometimes, to be honest with you, a lot of kids don't get out of the life. It's because of their trauma history. It's because of interfamilial trafficking. And a lot of it has to do with education, or a lot of them just can't seem to find their way out. There's a huge stigma around this. I see this a lot with Native families. They don't want to take these kids into their homes because they're considered prostitutes. They don't want any more shame brought on to their family or by their tribes. Here in California, we see a lot of youth in foster care who are not from the immediate area or from their tribes. Their tribes are across the nation. So the disconnection to their community, to their families, to their language, to their everything, it's part of the intersection, it's part of the trauma, it's a symptom, if you will. A lot of these kids, they don't know anything about their tribes. A lot of these kids don't identify as Native American. They say, I'm Mexican, I don't do that. They say, I'm Black, I don't know what that is. I will say, you are an enrolled member of a tribe, and they say, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so there's a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of education that needs to happen, I think, on all ends. One of the biggest things I think that is such a huge miss is there's all of these symptoms and these pathways that can be identified early on in anyone's life. And one of those biggest commonalities that I see with every person that I have encountered that has been victimized or a survivor of exploitation, they all share child sexual abuse as this commonality and this pathway. So at the end of the day, nobody is really listening to these children, and nobody is really listening to survivors. They are victim blamed. They are shamed. They are not welcome to tell their stories because the truth is too ugly for some of us to handle. I think another big part of the movement with survivors speaking out in exploitation is that their stories are exploited. There's this whole thing called trauma porn that's out there that they want to know the worst thing that's ever happened to you just so they can validate your story. And that is a huge reason why people who have come out don't want to talk about it anymore. It's almost like the worst thing that's ever happened to you isn't bad enough for the public to say, that to, you know, validate. Therefore, they pull back their story and they don't want to talk about it. And I just want to point out that we are still here. We are survivors of the American genocide, and Native people are very resilient. They're very strong. They carry a lot of wisdom. And with that intergenerational trauma and historical trauma, we carry that historical and intergenerational resilience. Thank you.
We just heard an interview with Rachel Ibarra. Rachel is of Chiricahua Apache and Tohono O'odham descent. Rachel works as a youth advocate for what is known as CSEC, commercially exploited and sexually exploited children. Thank you for tuning in and taking the time to hear our stories told by the voices of our California Indian peoples that still exist and continue the struggle in the name of resistance and healing. And you can listen to the full hour program here on KPFA's Area 94.1 website under KPFA Presents Sosulai. Music breaks by Kalina Lawrence and DJ Lute. Song Don't Count Me Out, also featuring Desiree Hart.
I guess I handle pain with elegance, but I'm screaming, when is enough enough? This can't be it, I'm losing grip, I'm giving up. Back in the day, this world took my innocence. It's like trauma means the same as indigenous. Historical, current, and the in-between. From age 3 all the way to age 18, ward of the court, without a soul to trust. Whole families lost, then forced to readjust. Now 24, yes, my knees buckle. I must alleviate these red struggles. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people nationwide. Addiction, poor health, jail, and suicide. These things are killing my people, genocide. No more surviving, it's time to fly. It's time to fly. If it's death or life, don't count me out, don't count me out. No more hiding, it's time to shine. It's time to shine. When the people rise, don't count me out, don't count me out. Spiritual warfare. transfers into the physical. Pain still there, staying alive is a miracle. Used to the struggle, so I fought myself. Giving people rebuttals when they offered to help. Trusted no one, stopped giving thanks for life. Creator shook me, truth is I almost died. Took tragedy for me to open up my eyes. Couldn't recognize abuse cause it was normalized. I am the sacred, took time to understand. My ancestors are with me, I'm held by the hands. I lost hope against the wall of my throat. My heart broke, couldn't be the story I wrote. Perpetuating violence, sacrifice my health. Only down to break the silence when it helps someone else. Can I help the world before I help myself? The strength inside of me is truth of the self. No more surviving, it's time to thrive. It's time to thrive. If it's death or life.